Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, discussing the gold market here last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, I know there was a bit of fear in the gold sector saying, well, gold was reaching that level that it was pretty key support right around that 1770 level. The miners and the juniors, they were continuing to sell off and really just continuing this pullback that is now, I think, 7 months long. But last week, it was an interesting turn here. It really looks like something like GDX put in maybe another bottom. Maybe you can call that a double bottom right around that 33 level. The miners, well, they actually put in that bottom a little bit before the gold price did. What are you taking away from some of this action? Can we, or can you confidently say that it looks like this pullback and consistent lower lows, has this now ended?
Yeah, I think so, Corey. You know, last week was really interesting. You know, the lead to my column last week was, you know, the silver price, the silver squeeze failed, but the gold stop run was successful. And on Monday we had the silver squeeze stopped abruptly when the CME raised margins on silver, and then later in the week, the bears were successful in creating a stop run below 1800. But the most interesting thing that happened during that sell off in gold on Thursday, that sold off about $50 in the middle of it, it was selling down through critical support at 1800. The miners were being bought. I saw and like right away early in the morning. So when the dust cleared, we've had a double. It appears to be. It hasn't been technically confirmed, but it appears to be a double bottom in the miners that formed a week before the double bottom in the gold price. So you know, we're seeing a strong bounce continue here in the gold price, and the miners appear sold out. You know, I see a lot of juniors that I follow, a lot of the stocks that I chart. They're trading like they're sold out. You know, last Thursday, I sent out an alert to my subscribers basically saying all this, and I put the rest of the capital I had put aside to work in another junior in the sector. So, yeah, it sure appears to me that this is a bottom. I mean, if we look at historically speaking, during phase one of this secular bull market that started at the turn of the century in 2000, 2001, when the gold price ran up to $1,000 an ounce in 2008, during that time, the corrections and the consolidations lasted about 5 to 6 months. And that's how long this correction has lasted, 6 months. And we've had a 30% correction in the miners along the way. And in that time, you know, all these juniors cashed up. A lot of these financings have already become free trading. You know, they're de-risking their projects with cash in the bank. So I think we're seeing a lot of value-based buying now coming into these juniors.
So, Dave, in all fairness, you look at something like GDX on the daily chart, and it still hasn't broken this general downtrend that it's in. Yes, it has bounced off that low, but last time we saw that bounce happen at the tail end of November, went on for about a month and a half, and then the market started falling again. Why is this action different in your eyes?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it, although it hasn't been technically confirmed that it's a double bottom. It's just the way the market is acting right now, the way that these stocks that I follow and I chart, you know, Corey, and that's all I do all day is I live and breathe this sector, and I'm constantly looking at charts of not only the stocks that I own, but the one that I'm following on a watch list. So, you know, like I said, a lot of these are appearing that are trading like they're sold out. And when you see a move like that, like we saw on a Thursday, when the gold price goes down so sharply below critical support at 1800, and at the same time, the miners are being bought. I mean, the GDX was down, I think, just a little over 2%, and gold was down almost 2.5% on that day. You know, these things provide 2 to 3 times leverage. So that was a pretty glaring support for my thesis that we're carving out a bottom here.
Now, Dave, one other thing that I'm seeing on these charts here, and I'm looking at GDX and GDXJ on a weekly basis, we're continuing to see generally declining volume. The volume that we've seen so far this year is lower than a lot of the volume we saw in 2020 and lower than 2019 as well. What do you take away from the generally lower volume that we're seeing in these ETFs?
Well, I see that as bullish too. I mean, because like I said, you know, the selling drying up like that. But like you stated, I mean, until we see a move to the upside with strong volume, then that's going to give us a lot more reason to call a bottom here. And we haven't seen that yet. I mean, it's still possible that the miners could plunge down to the GDS could plunge down to support around 31, 32. Sure, that's possible, but I don't see any signs of that happening. As far as the miners are concerned, and you're starting to see the GDXJ showing relative strength against the miners, and you're still seeing silver showing relative strength against gold. So basically, you're seeing silver showing relative strength against the gold price, the miners starting to show relative strength against the gold price, and the juniors starting to show relative strength against the miners. That's giving me more cause for the bottom being carved out here.
Now, if we look outside the precious metals, though, as encouraging as it is that the juniors are outperforming the miners and the miners are outperforming the metal, we can still say that the broad sector is underperforming the broad averages. So what's the deal there?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, you're continuing to see equities make all-time highs. It's funny, in your intro, you talked about people being in fear of miners breaking down. And I kind of have my own in-house fear index. When I start to get a lot of emails from subscribers and from readers and from listeners of your show saying basically that, hey, I'm worried about miners tanking here with the stock market. That's what was happening when the stock market was correcting there a few weeks ago. And I just saw no sign of that taking place. You've got the reflationary trade is full on here. The reflation trade. You know, you're seeing all these commodities continue to scream higher. The gold prices. I mean, the oil price is up like 65% since its November low, and it bottomed with the gold price in November. And you're seeing lumber trading at all time highs. Corn, soybeans. I mean, all these commodities are going crazy. So, it's only a matter of time that gold and the gold stocks join the party here as this $1.9 trillion stimulus package is being priced into the market. But what's not being priced in yet is the infrastructure bill that Biden is expected to pass here. What these lawmakers are gonna put together before he passes in May or April, and that's a bipartisan bill. So I don't think there's gonna be very much trouble passing that bill.
Okay, so that's what you see as a catalyst. But to your point about money filtering through the system and then ending up in the precious metals, don't we need to be a little bit worried about what happened over the last, let's say, decade, or at least last 8 years prior to 2018, when there was still a lot of money in the system and the precious metals were largely ignored?
Well, yeah, I mean that's a good point, but they were largely ignored because the gold price was being pretty much ignored. Also, it was carving out a bottom after correcting its huge run from what, $250 to $1,925 in the space of 10 years. So that excess was being consolidated, you know, at that move when basically the inflationary trade that everybody figured was going to happen never took place. Well, now that inflationary trade is obviously to me, and it's obvious to the market now, is the way they're bidding up these commodities that it's going to take place. So the inflation that everybody's expecting coming into the system because of all these commodities that are rising and all that is going to be eventually passed on to the consumer. You know, that's what I see coming on down the pike, and I think that's what investors are seeing coming down the pike. But as far as the miners and the juniors are concerned, I think they're really close to catching up to the gold price again.
Okay. Well, hopefully, because haven't they been lagging the gold price the whole time? Even when you look at some of the highs that gold reached, GDX, GDXJ, a lot of the stocks are well off those highs from over a decade ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Corey, when you have a sector that was crushed like the juniors were and even the miners, the GDXJ at its lowest point in early 2016, it was down 85% in just 4 years. So, you know, that while everything else has been going up, people still remember that. That wasn't very long ago. You know, that was only seven years ago. So six years ago. So that's still in the back of people's mind. When coming back into this sector, I think it's going to happen. It just hasn't happened yet. As far as the juniors being reflated, I mean, they've, you know, their treasuries, you know, have been cashed up, you know, and these financings continue. And it's almost as soon as they're announced, many of them are upsized the day they're announced. So the money continues to flow into this space. I think we're really, really close to the generalist investor coming into this space. We saw a bit of it during that silver squeeze week last week. We saw a lot of these Amex traded stocks get a lot of volume from Robinhooders coming into the sector. So I think we're really close. We're just not there yet.
Yeah, and in all fairness, the retail traders are distracted by other sectors that are making much stronger moves higher. So I think until some of that momentum wanes, then who knows? We could still be in this almost base building pattern, but at least it's a much higher base. Dave, as a final comment, though, when it comes to stocks or characteristics of the companies that you are looking at that you like, where are you seeing value? Where are you starting to put the rest of your money, let's say?
Well, the last two purchases that I made were the first one was a company that I've been charting since 2016. The stock was a former darling of the sector back during the quickie bull run we had in 2016 in the first half of the year, and the stock has been selling down ever since. And it recently went under a complete management overhaul. The projects are still very good. The management just the company was just mismanaged. They made a purchase of a project that they overpaid for it. There was too much dilution coming into the stock at the wrong time. This new management team, I think, is a very good one, and the stock has already showed signs of coming around. And then the next company that I purchased is a company that it has a large project with nearly 7 million ounces of gold equivalent already proved up in a great jurisdiction, but the base case on the PEA was done at a higher gold price. So I was in the stock earlier. I took profits because I figured the stock would be punished even more because of that, and I was right. And I just got back into the stock, and I think it's pretty much bottomed. It showing signs of being sold out.
All right, Dave, I appreciate your updates and your comments. I will also put a link to the Junior Miner Junkie so people can find out a bit more in terms of the actual stocks that you are trading. I'm a subscriber, and I do appreciate your weekly updates and also some of those flash updates when you are purchasing shares of companies and moving in, taking some positions. Dave, thanks for your time. I'll chat with you next week. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Corey. Thanks a lot.